Hoping everyone is doing well. Wonderful to see everyone for tonight's shiur. Obviously, we're in the 3 weeks, and specifically, we're in the 9 days, and this is a time of avelos, of mourning for Klal Yisrael, the fact that we're in galus, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in galus, the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that galus represents so much of our suffering, though in spite of the 9 days, and in spite of the Charban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite chesed always creates and builds and brings the refuah before the makkah. That which heals is already created before the actual wound is even in effect. So I guess for our purposes, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this virus to our world, or allowed this virus to come into our world, the antidote, the vaccine, was already created. And we don't know what it is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite chesed will always have the refuah, the medicine created, even before He gives the makkah, the wound, as if to say, my dear kinder, my dear children, in spite of the difficulties and the hardships and the suffering and the sorrow and the pain, I'm not doing this to hurt you. And the raya, the proof to that, is that here, look, the vaccine is already created. And in Mirza Hashem, we will be zoche to witness the Yeshua, the salvation. And the 9 days is no different. The galus is no different. And it manifests itself in the parshios that we read during the 3 weeks. Typically speaking, we begin the 3 weeks reading the parsha of Pinchas, Matos Maaseh, Devarim. Pinchas is the savior of Am Yisrael. The 3 weeks are introduced with reading the parsha of Pinchas. Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi lo meis. Eliyahu HaNavi is our Savior, our salvation. It's Eliyahu HaNavi that will come and bring back Am Yisrael. We begin the 3 weeks first by reading about Pinchas. Heishiv es Chamasi. He was the one who turned away the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the refuah. And then we get into the exile and the travels and the tochacha, the rebuke. But first, we introduce Eliyahu HaNavi, the salvation, the Savior, Yeshua's Hashem. And only then do we discuss the makkah. In Mirza Hashem, we should be zoche, that we should have our Yeshua, our salvation. Should come speedily, we should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. So as we spoke about, this parsha is the parsha of Tochacha. This is the parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu comes and speaks to Am Yisrael. Ela hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all of Yisrael. And Rashi anticipates a question, why was it necessary to emphasize this idea of Kol Yisrael, of all Yisrael? Rashi comes and tells us, Ilu hochiach miksoson. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have given rebuke, tochacha, to only a segment, or a portion, a part of Am Yisrael, Hayu elu shebashuk omrim, others in the marketplace, they would say, Atem hayisem shomim miben Amram, that you heard this musar, you heard the rebuke from the son of Amram, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Velo heshivusam dover mikach vikach, and you didn't respond to his accusations, to his assertions about your behavior. If he would have said that you did X, you should have responded, but yeah, but that was because of Y. Why weren't you sharp on your toes? Perhaps That is what some would have said. Iluhainu sham, they would have said to those that were standing there after coming back from the shuk, if we would have been there, hainu meshivin also, we would have responded like this. As not to give those people an opportunity. Lakach konsam kulam, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everyone together. Va'amar lahem, and he said to them, Hare kulchem kan, you're all here. Kom yishi yeshlo tshuva, anyone who might have a response, a retort to my tochacha, to my rebuke, yashiv, come and respond accordingly. It's very noble of Moshe Rabbeinu. After all, he wanted to give everyone an equal opportunity to respond to his accusations of their wrong behavior. But was it really necessary? Presumably those people that were in the shuk, they wouldn't care what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say anyways. Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu just say what he needed to say and move on? Why would he give those people, the Letzanei Hador presumably, those that would always come and respond in tow to whatever Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, why would he want them there? Is it really necessary? We learn a very valuable lesson for Moshe Rabbeinu's desire to have all of Am Yisrael there. Now, Baruch Hashem, I'm a Rebbe to Talmidim in Yeshiva University. And I have one request for my Talmidim. There's only one thing that I ask my Talmidim, and it's a must, that they have to be present. They have to show up. You can't force anyone really to learn. It's my job to give them the opportunity to learn. There will always be a shiur prepared and developed and given over. But I can force people to be there. And my Talmidim always ask, every year when I tell them, this is my only obligation upon you, is why is it necessary for us to be there? And I explain to them that you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket. You can't win the game if you're not in the game. You never know when that day will be that the Rebbe will say something and a person will have an epiphany. A person never knows what will be said that today things will click. Even if a person is the biggest latz, he's a scoffer. But if he's not there, that day might never come that he'll see the world in a different way. If you don't buy a ticket, you'll never have a chance to win the lottery. And even though, in all the likelihood, the percentage points of a person actually winning the lottery are very, very minute, it's almost impossible to cash in. But all it takes is that one opportunity that now is wasted. A person has to be in the game for a chance to win it all. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in his infinite wisdom, understood that. Even though those are the people that are in the shuk, they probably don't care about what Moshe Rabbeinu has to say anyways. They're going to mock what he is telling all of Am Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood, as the consummate Rebbe, that there might be that one word that he might say that might ring a bell in someone's psyche that will forever change and transform that person. If you don't play the game, you will never even have an opportunity, a chance to win. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was imparting upon the Jewish people. Come, be a part of what we're trying to accomplish. Because today might be the day that everything will change. And this is the same tochacha, the same rebuke that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to Moshe Rabbeinu when he started out his career as the preeminent leader of Klal Yisrael. After all, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says that I heard their cries. I heard their suffering. Go and I will send you to Paro v'hotzi as Ami b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. And you shall take my people out of Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe el ha'elokim. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch when he says, Mi anochi, who am I, ki eilech el paro, that I should go to paro, v'chi otzi es b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, that I should take b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't think like that. Ki yeh imach, I'm going to be with you. But then Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem, Lo ish dvarim anochi, I'm not a man of words. Ki kavad peh uchavad lashon anochi. My mouth is heavy. My speech is heavy. And ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to rid the concern of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, Ani aral svosayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shtok. Halo Aaron Ochicho Halevi. Yodati ki daber yedaberhu. Vegam hine hu yotzei lekrosecha. Again, there is this dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you present. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't be present. I'm not capable of going to Paro and to tell him that you have to send out these people. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's not me, it's not my style. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. No, you need to. You must go. I'm going to be with you. You never know what you're able to accomplish until you go and do it. Don't be afraid of any impediment that you might have. You never know what you're capable of unless you try it, unless you do it, unless you engage yourself, unless you overcome your fears. And ultimately, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's illustrious career as being the leader and the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, this week's Parsha, a review, a Mishnah Torah. This parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking on his own. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. Now it's these are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to all of Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who said, Who am I? Kavad peh, kavad lashon. I can't speak. Ani oral sifosayim. You're picking the wrong guy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you don't enter the game, if you don't play the game, you never know if you're going to win the game. And ultimately he came and he went. And there were challenges and hardships and difficulties, and they didn't listen. Paro wasn't interested. Who is this God? And he made it more difficult for Am Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and says, Why did you send me? I can't do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu went back, and he did it again and again, until finally, as Moshe Rabbeinu is at the tail end of his illustrious career, Eile Hadvarim, Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's words. He was showing Am Yisrael, and he gathered all of Klal Yisrael, and he told them, you have to be present. You have to be here. You have to see that you can accomplish. And even though you might not be concerned as to what I have to say, but there might be one word that will make a difference in your life, that will change the complexion as to how you live your life, how you think, what you're interested in, what your motivations are. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, look at me. I didn't allow any preconceived notion as to why I couldn't interfere with my ability to speak and to lead and to govern and to change lives and impact people's futures. And so too, Eile Hadvar Masher Dibar Moshe El Kol Yisrael, reminding them, everyone needs to be here, even though they might think they're not interested as to what I have to say. But if they come here, they might have an epiphany. And that perhaps is a way to understand a very, very difficult Gemara, the very famous Gemara in Meseches Gittin of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The Gemara tells us again that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And the Gemara tells us what happened. What happened was, is Dahu Gavra, Dirachme Kamsa, Bal Dababe Bar Kamsa, Ovid Sudose. So there was a certain Balabas who liked Kamsa but was the enemy of Bar Kamsa. He asked his servant, his loyal attendee, to come and invite his friend Kamsa. Instead, he invited Bar Kamsa. And the Balabais comes to the party and he sees that his enemy is there. He asks him what he's doing. He says, get up and leave. Bar Kamsa says, I'm already here. Let me stay and I'll pay for what I'm eating and drinking. He says, no. He says, I'll pay for half the party. He says, no. He said, I'll pay for the entire party. And he said, no. Now, what was Bar Kamsa thinking? He already saw that he didn't want him here. Why didn't he just cut his losses and leave the party? Why did he have to continue on and on? Let me pay for what I ate, and then let me pay for half the party, and let me pay for the full party. Did he have FOMO? Did he really need to be at this party? Was there something really important going on? I believe that however big of a Russia Bar Kamsa was, he understood that in order to win it all, you got to be in the game. This was the party to be at. He didn't know what would happen that night that might change his fortunes for the rest of his life. This was clearly a very prestigious party to be at. The Rabbanin were at this party. Clearly, this was the party. This Balabais was a Gvir. He was a wealthy individual. There was a lot going on. Bar Kamsa felt that he needed to be at this party because he knew that by being at this party, I might learn something. I might meet someone. I might hear something that might change my fortunes forever. And he was even willing to pay for the entire party just to make sure that he was present. He understood you can't win the lottery unless and you buy a ticket. And that's exactly how we can understand the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan Omer. This is a statement, a maimer of Chananya ben Tradyan. Again, one of the Asara Harugi Malchus that we had quoted earlier in previous Shiurim. And Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan says, Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'nein divrei Torah. Two people that are sitting, and they don't have among them divrei Torah. Harei zem moshev leitzim. It's a sitting, a dwelling of scoffers. Aval shnayim sheyoshvin, but two people that are sitting. V'yesh b'neim divrei Torah. And there is between them divrei Torah. The Shechina is sheruya b'neim. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is felt among them. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, why is it necessary to tell us what is happening when two people are sitting and there is no divrei Torah among them? Tell us that when two people are sitting and there's divrei Torah among them, that the Shechina, that the presence of God, is felt between them. And obviously I know, I can infer, that if there isn't divrei Torah among them, then they're scoffers, they're moshev leitzim. It's the opposite of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. Why is it necessary for Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan to give us both sides of the coin? It isn't necessary. But I believe, based on what we're saying, it's very necessary. Because we learned something very valuable. And that is that there's a two-step process. There's, like the Mishnah tells us, there's someone who doesn't go and learn Torah and doesn't go to the Beis Medrash. And then there's a person that goes to the Beis Medrash but doesn't learn Torah. And then there's a person that goes to the Beis Medrash and learns Torah. What Rav Chananya ben Tradyan is telling us is that it's not all or nothing. It's a process. And simply going to the Beis Medrash, even if you're not learning Torah, that ultimately is what will eventually bring you to learn Torah. Rav Chananya ben Tradyan is telling us, yes, indeed, if two people are sitting and they're not learning Torah, they're scoffers, they're moshev leitzim, they're wasting their time, but they're in the game. They're still sitting. They still went to the Beis Medrash. That's the first step of eventually sitting and eventually learning Torah. The reason why Rav Chananya ben Tradyan is telling us both sides of the coin is because each one of those statements is teaching us something very valuable. It isn't all or nothing. You don't necessarily have to be at the level where you're ready to learn. But you want to put yourself, you want to position yourself to get to that point. You want to be able to be a kli kibul, a utensil, a receptacle that's possible to start being mekabel and accepting things. But you have to buy the ticket. You have to go to the store to buy the ticket. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Bnei Yisrael. You might not be ready, but you have to hear it. You have to listen. Because eventually, right now you're a Moshev Leitzim, but eventually you will become a Shnayim Sheyoshvin V'yesh B'neim Divrei Torah. Ultimately, it's the Shechina that's Sheruya B'neihem. And that's the Mussar that Klal Yisrael was given by Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the very same Mussar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to Moshe Rabbeinu when he started down this very illustrious path of being the preeminent leader of Am Yisrael. Let us just think for a moment. Imagine if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, "It's not for me." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have left it at that. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have gotten up to Shemayim after 120 years. And he would have asked Moshe, "Moshe, you were supposed to be Rabbeinu. You were supposed to be our Rebbe. What happened? You were supposed to go and speak to Paro on behalf of Am Yisrael. They never left their bondage, and they never received the Torah because you didn't do as what I had originally asked." Kodesh Baruch Hu was insistent, and Moshe Rabbeinu heeded the directive of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. He was insistent that all of Am Yisrael be present. Ela hadvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. He insisted that they all become present because Moshe Rabbeinu understood that unless you go and buy the ticket, you will never have a chance to win the lottery. Have a good night.